Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Combat veterans coping with the July 4th fireworks, and others, how are they coping? Actually, some good ideas on grilling from Jim Osland, who is the chief chef, I think, at the Organic Life magazine, Rodale's Organic Life magazine. Tips on grilling coming up in a matter of moments here. Good day program, Jim.
Jim.
I'm Doug.
Hey, Jim.
Wow. You don't usually get your name wrong.
No, I don't usually get my name wrong. Right. There's Chuck Curry. Oh, wait a minute. He's not here either. It's Rich McFadden.
Don't make me give you the scorecard.
No, it's okay. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli and Kenny Kessler here on the day before the 4th of July, the United States of America celebrating its birthday this weekend. Lots of people are traveling. There are parades. There's a TV show. And whatever it is that's going on, I really don't know what we're doing. It's a little this. I want to check into that airplane. Today was the day, right, Roberta?
Yes, today's the day. You have to go online and get into the lottery.
Yeah, all right.
For the $4 private plane.
Right. Where do you go online?
I got to find it.
Nice job, Roberta. Okay, so Richie.
Tell me you were going to do that.
Listen, you're supposed to be prepared all the time.
Yes, I know.
There are a lot of the dogs that are around helping the vets who have post-traumatic stress disorder. There is an organization called Military with the PTSD, working with veterans to discuss and help those who have the problem. How does that work at this time of year?
Well, one of the things, I saw this, and I never even thought about it. You know, we're all going to be doing cookouts and hanging out with friends and family, and I'll be drinking a beer. But one of the things you don't think
just
about...
Just one?
Just maybe two. One of the things you don't think about is how the loud noises...
Yeah.
In Virginia, where I live, it's legal to have fireworks. And on July 2nd, July 3rd, July 5th, July 9th, people are...
annoying.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
Yeah.
So people are doing their fireworks. And I never even thought about this, but what if you live next to somebody who has PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yeah.
And how does that affect them? Well, this one wife of Justin Gourley, Sean, decided that she was going to start a Facebook page called Military with PTSD, and then saw somebody posted a picture of a sign that they had put out in their front yard saying, "Combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with your fireworks."
Yeah. Do you think people would be? Do you think people would? I mean, they should acknowledge that.
It depends on the person.
Most people wouldn't care.
I think most people would.
I think most people would try to be courteous. And by courteous, they don't mean don't do the fireworks. They just mean, listen, if it's outside of 4th of July, like on the 5th, 6th, 7th of July, do me a favor, just come over and knock on the door and let us know you're going to light some fireworks off so that we're just prepared for it. But the interesting thing was she posted this sign on her militarywithptsd.org website, and it took off. So they made 1,000 signs thinking, okay, well, this will be enough. Well, they've given out 2,500 so far, and there are still 3,000 vets waiting to get the signs.
Isn't that cool?
So just, I guess the takeaway here is just be aware if you have any neighbors who have served and may have PTSD, and you might want to just go knock on their door if you have fireworks and let them know that you may be lighting some off. I think they're prepared for it on the 4th of July. It's just when you hear it, it's 10 o'clock at night. night, and all of a sudden, bang, on July 8th.
Yeah, and here's an idea. Maybe we could just, like, lose that. Can't we just do fireworks on the 4th of July?
I mean, that's it.
My neighborhood sounds like a war zone for the week surrounding it.
It looks like a war zone.
It does. I mean, and then it sounds like one. It's really scary.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, because it throws someone who doesn't have PTSD like me off. I can't imagine what it does to those
people. And the dogs and everything. But, I mean, you can't explain it to the dogs anyway. Anyway, if you want more information on this, you can go to militarywithptsd.org.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug, Roberta, Jennifer, Rich, or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Ken Kessler is our social network expert. What do we have? Comments on the 4th of July, comments on travel, comments on Greece. I'm interested in looking at some of the comments that I'm seeing, Kenny. Just in general, I like it when people say, they give us an overview of a lot of their opinions quickly. And this fellow says, thank you for your service, Doug. Well, you're welcome. I'm happy to be of service and be on the air and have the opportunity to learn more about all of you, get you to be our friends and pass information along. So, Kenny, what do you have there?
A bunch of comments about what happened or what didn't happen at the Navy Yard in Washington yesterday.
Right. And they are a couple of them.
Yeah, Aaron says, even more hilarious than that nothing happened was that I read in a local paper the reporter lavishly praising the police for efficiently and decisively arriving.
Right.
Really?
And even Kathy Lanier, the police chief, and the mayor of Washington, D.C., and the people from the Defense Department all saying this ended up being a test for us and what a great response we had. It's a load. You did not need 1,000 guys in flak jackets and guns to show up for this. They must have been all tripping over each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a crazy test.
Yep. All right, what else, Kenny?
John says, regarding all of the false reporting, if you're too lazy, stupid, or cheap to hire competent reporters, that you should be on E! Network, not pretending to be a news organization.
All righty then.
Hooray! Anything else?
Peter says, we were conditioned to believe a shooting would take place due to the previous shooting. Experience can sometimes work against us.
Yeah. All right, comments, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. In a moment, we're going to meet Jim Osland, who has some green tips, growing organic ideas for you to be thinking about. The barbecuing is in the heightened season. It's like a heightened alert on barbecuing. Meanwhile, an email from a listener named Kathy who wrote, my husband and I love to spend the early morning hours with your gang. I received an email with a link, and she wanted to pass along to me. Basically, it was about beets and how beneficial beets are in things like beating cancer, because she's paying attention to our conversation every day about super beets. She said, thanks, Doug, for all you and the gang do to always make the mornings merrier as you catch us up on what's happening. Enjoy your fourth weekend. Well, thank you, Kathy. I hope you're enjoying the benefits of super beets. We are launching our official Heart Health Challenge next week. We want you to join all of us on the Good Day team and try Neo 40, N-E-O, the number 40, Neo 40. Tell us how you feel. Rishi has his story. He's been taking Neo 40. Right. I've been taking it. And I feel the difference. You do feel, it's sort of a boost even beyond the super beets, the glass of super beets, when you mix a teaspoon of sugar of super beets in the glass of water and you drink it, you get a charge. But this gives you more of a charge, or a consistent charge.
I was in a funk. Yeah. I was just in like one of those coma mornings where you just couldn't shake out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I need something. I went and took my super beets, and 20 minutes later, I was ready for the world.
Neo 40 and Super Beets together. They're tested, they're approved, they're patented. It works. Join the Good Day Heart Challenge, the Health Challenge, Heart Health Challenge. Get a free box of at Neo 40 with any order of Super Beats. Call 800-655-4183 or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. Join the Heart Health Challenge today. 800-655-4183. Find out all about it. It's explained well at DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that's DougLikesBeats.com. Or order both of these products. You get them together, Super Beats and Neo 40, at 800-655-4183.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Jim Oslin is with us on Good Day. He's the editor of the new magazine called Rodale's Organic Life. He was on Bravo TV, Top Chef Masters, and Savoie magazine. Is that right? That is Savoie, isn't it, Jim?
Savoir.
I like Savoie. But Savoir probably works because that's what the actual word is. Okay, so what do we have in terms of grilling expertise, grilling advice? In the organic food world is big. There are a lot of, whether it's meat, whether it's vegetables, people focusing on that. But I think you're here more to tell us how to cook outside, right, no matter what you're cooking, right?
That is correct. And grill more greenly. You know, I mean, grilling is basically one of the most basic, primal ways of cooking food. I think there's something inside of all of us that is hardwired to throw some food over an open fire.
Absolutely.
Well, you can pardon me if I don't do that, but everybody else here does.
He's the wrong guy.
I'm the wrong guy.
Right,
so Richie's a big griller.
Well, I mean, you've got gas and you've got coal, so if you're going to go really primal, you're going to do the coal. So how do we get a good fire going?
Good fire going, first you want to look for a good coal. Try and avoid those pre-made briquettes that have been doused with all sorts of petrochemicals that don't really ever go away, and they ultimately go into your food and you ultimately eat them. Instead, look for hardwood charcoal. It's very available. I just buy it at the local supermarket down the road from where I live. It burns beautifully. It burns beautifully. It's affordable. If you have some left over, what you can do is you can close the, after you've cooked, I mean, if you've got some left over inside the grill, you close the vents and you can keep it and use it the next time. It's an amazing charcoal to use. Another thing is don't build your fire too high. You want to have a lower fire. You want to have quite a good, you know, a good few inches from the grill itself. And one of my favorite ways to grill, and it's a very green way to do it, is to use indirect heat, which means don't throw whatever you're cooking right over that hot center. Instead, move it around the side. Toward the end of the cooking process, you want to move it to the center, and you'll get all that delicious, you know, blackening and searing that can happen. But in the beginning, especially with chicken and really all sorts of things that you're going to cook, move it off to the side.
Last night I was met some friends at a small supermarket that has a craft beer section and craft beer market, and they also have an organic meat section. And I went over there and looked at the meats, and they're spendy, but man, just good-looking stuff. So what's some of the stuff that we should be looking for when it comes to organic meats?
And man, that stuff is so delicious, too. You're absolutely investing a few more dollars in grass-fed beef.
All right, but there's a difference between, Jim, there's a difference between grass-fed and certified organic, and it may be that you don't need the certified organic if you know you're getting a good grass-fed cut of beef, right?
I would venture to say that. And the fact is, both of those meats, they're just going to taste better. And for me, that's the most important thing of all.
Yeah, taste is always what's most important. All right, so if you go to RodaleOrganicLife.com, you can get all the tips about what to grill and how to grill it from Jim Osland, RodaleOrganicLife.com. Happy 4th of July, Jim. Thanks for being here.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The pride the American people have in Ray Charles shines back on all of us who truly love him as Ray sings America the Beautiful.
Introduction by Glenn Campbell to this video from 1983. Ray Charles, America the Beautiful. Happy 4th of July. Our video of the day, DougSteffen.com. Steffen.com. We asked you to pick your favorite American song. What's your favorite patriotic song? 38% of you who responded to this poll at DougStephan.com said this song was your favorite patriotic song. 27% said God Bless America. So, Richie, what versions do we have of that? 16% said the Star Spangled Banner. 14% said Battle Hymn of the Republic. So, God Bless America. This is Star Spangled Banner.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's this?
Whitney.
Whitney. All right, so we played this version yesterday. Do we have a couple of other versions of it?
Let me see. Oh, we got this. One of my favorites.
No. Different versions of the Star Spangled Banner. I'm misinformed, I guess. I thought we had a couple of different versions of all these songs. These are the ones we were playing yesterday. Okay. All right. So, yeah, Kate Smith's God Bless America.
You haven't played my favorite yet, guys.
Really?
Born in the USA.
Oh, no, Lee Greenwood. Come on.
Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, Lee Greenwood is your favorite.
It's my favorite.
All right, so then let's play Lee Greenwood.
Thank you.
Seeing as Lee Greenwood is a favorite.
Special request and dedication.
Right, yeah.
Who is Lee Greenwood?
What?
He's a country singer. Come on.
Seriously, I have no idea. I have no idea.
An American. Warner, Roberta.
Oh, good Lord.
The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand.
Some of these songs, that's what I get with Kate Smith and God Bless America, mostly because the song itself so typifies what I think we're about here. As much as we have stuff that tears us apart, there are many more good things about living in our country than bad. And that's what we should be thinking, I think, this weekend. But this this woman and her voice, wow, crank it up, Richie. Listen to that. Why not? After on Good Day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the copay. In the news, nearly one in five high school students don't know what country we got independence from. Really? And tomorrow is the 4th of July, one of my favorite holidays, when Americans from all walks of life will be barbecuing with family and friends. But since you want to see fireworks in the sky and not feel them in your stomach, I want to give you some food tips. First off, keep foods in the fridge until you are ready to cook or serve, especially anything with mayonnaise. It's spoils quickly. Cook meats like hamburgers and especially chicken thoroughly. After barbecuing chicken, grab a timeout to wash your hands and your prep area. Leftovers are great, but unless it went into the fridge right after the meal, forget about it. And along with the hot dogs, feel free to give a little history lesson to any high school student who doesn't know we got our freedom by kicking the British out. Have a happy and healthy 4th. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online. Staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's plenty to get.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is a half hour devoted mostly to the 4th of July. How about you share what you have in your mind? If you're grateful for being a citizen of this country, I'm getting a little sappy now, but it's okay. God bless America and Kate Smith and all of that. I think it's all right. I have been known over the years for being pretty sappy about stuff like this. It's a-okay. Yeah, I have been. It's all right, though. I think it's... I have a little more sap than most people, but sap is good. 888-302-3684. What do you think when you think about being a citizen of this country? What is it that you are most grateful for? Bad sentence. Shouldn't
being
end
able
at a preposition.
Not to wear a burqa.
Okay. There are a lot of, especially women. If you're a woman,
yep, and you don't
think about living in this country. Go ahead, Roberta.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Right. And that's what I think a lot of people would say. So we'll take that. We'll absorb that. We have that. We understand that, yes, being a woman in this country is much better than being a woman in many other areas.
Being able to vote, being able to drive.
Yep. Yep, all those things. All right, so what do you think? 888-302-3684. Take a couple of calls as we have time. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. If you want to pass that information along, Kenny will have it for us. We are also going to, we have, let's see, three things to do here, I think. One of them is to spend some time with Uri Geller and talk about the business that Mark Zuckerberg has. You may have seen this. We have the story at DougStephan.com. Believes the future of Facebook is in using telepathy. That is, thoughts or things connecting with people, never having to use the internet or the tool, just use your mind. So I want to find out what Uri thinks about that. Also, Roberta has some the queen of cheap. Roberta, for those of you who are new to the program, became well known in the last 4 or 5 years for coming up with amazing deals and bargains that we would post every day at Good Day at DougStephan.com. And we're going to go back to that. She has some 4th of July bargains that we're going to get to in a moment. Also, we have the winner of our contest. So here's what we're going to do as we have phone lines available. And maybe we'll couple these things together, Richie. 888-302-3684. We need a caller to pick a number from 1 to 68. We have 68 qualifiers for our drawing today to go to the Sundara Spa, which is in Madison, Wisconsin. Accommodations, their suite is complete with a big 66-inch round hot tub. Roberta's thinking of herself there.
Baby, boom.
Every
night, I'm there.
Champagne,
we'll
chocolate-covered strawberries,
ooh,
rose
in the
petals
ooh
in the suite.
Ooh.
Okay,
ooh,
so you get the idea.
Doug, you and I should go there.
Oh, of course we should, Roberta. Yes. Private car service from the spa to the airport and back again, a surprise departing gift, spa service of your choice, all that
good stuff. The bill. Thank you for
that
coming.
That would be a surprise.
888-302-3684. So let's have, hold on a minute, let's see if I can make my material work here. Here's Vicki. Vicki, where are you?
Hi, I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson. Okay. I would like you, first of all, for you, tell us what it is that you're grateful for, or thankful for. Give us a number. Pick a number from 1 to 68, will you please?
Let me get my list ready here.
Hold 1 on to 68. Okay. You got the list, Jennifer?
Ooh. Yes, I do.
All right, so Jennifer has the list. She's going to tell you who number, whatever it is. You pick a number from 1 to 68, Vicki. What's the number?
Okay, number 15.
Number 15. 1-5. 15 on the list of qualifiers from 1 to 68. Who is number 15?
Oh, this is a good one, Dougie. Out of Danville, Illinois, Luann Picklap.
Luann. What's the last name?
Picklap.
Picklap. P-I-C-K-L-A-P. Is that how you spell it? Do you see it in the list?
That's what's on the list. Yes,
all right.
Indeed.
Listening to WDAN. What a great radio station. Typical of the great radio stations that carry this program in Danville, Illinois. So, Luann Picklap, if you're listening right now, call us on 888-302-3684, and we will have some fun with you as the winner of our trip to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. Luann Picklap, listening WDAN in Danville. Okay, that's very cool. Congratulations to her. Now, Vicki, you are a
Hi.
Mexican immigrant. You are grateful for being an American. You did it the right way, I'm going to assume, yes?
Oh, yeah. Very
so
proud.
What's life for you like as an immigrant American woman?
Well, if you compare our, the government that we have in Mexico and the government that we have here right now,
yeah.
What I appreciate is that the freedom that we have, it's amazing to feel pride to be an American. I appreciate all the sacrifices that our soldiers have given to this country. My husband is a veteran, and he fought in the war, and I can see it from his eyes, you know.
Yeah.
What it's like to give it all,
yeah,
sacrifice it.
Yeah.
And I he's like my role model, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful for you being here. Thank you, and happy 4th
service
of July to you and your husband, mm-hmm, and for his service. Susan, listening in Salisbury, Maryland, what are you thankful for, as you think? Is it thankfulness? Is it gratefulness? Maybe it's the two things together. You're a woman living in America. What is that all about as far as you're concerned, Susan?
Well, I am thankful, and I am grateful that I was born in this country. I love this country with all my heart. I'm a very patriotic woman. My husband and all of the men in my family have served in every branch of the service.
Mm-hmm.
And the men and women who have fought and are fighting for us. About 10 years ago, spur of the moment, we jumped in the car and we rode over to Washington, D.C. We're only about 2 hours away.
Right.
Jumped on the metro train, got right off at the Capitol grounds, toured our beautiful Capitol, which I'm so grateful for, one of the most magnificent
markets. That's a great experience.
Just the tiles.
Just walking up and down the street. Mm-hmm. You walk up and down Pennsylvania Avenue, Constitution Avenue, walk around where the White House is.
That is filled with a bunch of clowns.
We went to eat at the Union Station, and then we
Isn't that fun? That is, in and of itself, going to Union Station since they rebuilt it about 20 years ago is a great experience. You are right about that. So much fun to go in there. Yeah.
It's magnificent.
Yeah. And up on that bow, when you walk up the stairs, if you eat on that upper level up there, it's even more fun. Did you eat on the upper level?
No, we were on the lower level.
Well,
next time we go, because this, I told my husband, we're both 63 years old now, I will go spur of the moment again to our capital and see that sun.
Do it tomorrow. Go ahead, Susan. Do it tomorrow.
Oh, you don't want to come here tomorrow.
Putting everybody down?
I'm crazy.
So what? She wants to be here and she wants to enjoy America. Go on the 4th of July. Do what you want to do.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If I were standing there with the 1812 Overture and the cannons going off, which is what we experienced, watching our fireworks, and if I were to die on that spot, I would die a grateful American woman.
All right. Good for you, Susan. Thank you very much. Happy 4th of July. Some people forget that it is Independence Day, the meaning of us declaring our independence from Britain and the shackles that were a part of that experience. We wanted to get away from. The only problem is sometimes today we find ourselves faced with some of the same stuff, but still, it's better. These years have been better. There have been a lot of trauma. There have been a lot of benefits. A lot of just this experiences of being an American are so unique. And the reason sometimes that we're looked askance upon in the rest of the world is because we've been able to make it work and keep it together. And that's something I think we also should be pretty thankful for. There are plenty of people around the world, as bad as we may find things, those of us who are internal that have the right to criticize our government and what goes on here because we are Americans, that doesn't mean that we have to applaud or encourage people outside the country to do it, even though a lot of them do. You wonder why so many, if it's so bad, why do so many people want to come here? Why do people want to give up everything to come to our country? There's something to be said for that. In a moment, by the way, again, congratulations to Lou Ann Picklap from WDAN in Danville. I hope you're listening. Maybe one of your friends tell you that you were the winner of our trip to the Sundara Spa. In a moment, Uri Geller talks with us about what Mark Zuckerberg thinks the future of thinking is. That's next year on Good Day.
Sure, going fast is impressive, but performing over the long haul is even more impressive. And for that, there's STP. Each bottle of STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner in your tank helps remove power-robbing deposits to restore performance and keep your engine running better longer. Because greatness isn't just measured in seconds. True greatness is measured in years. STP. In for the long haul.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
44 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Day before the 4th of July, which would be the 3rd of July. The 3rd of July. My pal Uri Geller is here from England. You have seen probably, Uri, Mark Zuckerberg saying that he believes the future of Facebook is telepathy. We have the story behind the story at DougSteffens.com, and I wanted you to talk about, first of all, explaining to people that may not know, what actually is telepathy?
Well, telepathy is extrasensory perception. We have our sixth sense, but I believe there is an additional sense in our mind, and that is telepathy. And we emit waves or a frequency of some kind. Some people are more intuitive and they can receive those signals and decipher them or translate them into words or even into voice. So I have been tested at Stanford Research Institute in the early 70s by the American Defense Department. So already then, the government, American government, believe that certain people can communicate telepathically. Also, animals have very powerful telepathical powers.
All right. So Zuckerberg says the ultimate communication technology will be us using our brains to speak to other people without having to write it down, without having to communicate in any other way.
They're going to use computers to do this, Doug. So what they're doing at the University of Washington is a team has built a system that allows researchers to send brain signals from one person to another through the internet.
Yeah. How in the world?
So there's no doubt in my mind that that's the first step. It's half obviously technological, but there is no doubt in my mind that maybe 300 years from now, people will be able to nurture, exercise, and enhance their pure telepathical energies, and we will be communicating telepathically.
So here's the layout, Uri.
Yeah, go ahead.
But right now, within the next decade to 20 years, they will let us wear, a hat with sensors in it. And these sensors will read our brain waves and turn them into computer information, which then gets turned into a post on Facebook or a signal sent to another person wearing another hat.
Could you imagine the trouble people get into now? They get into trouble on Facebook.
Right now you can take the hat off. Your thing does come true, and we do end up being able to telepathically talk to each other. How do you not convey all of your thoughts to someone?
Well, that's
yeah, even if you don't want them to know what they are.
Right.
Many a time, for instance, when I was asked by Senator Claiborne Pell, who was the head of the American Foreign Relations Committee, to join them at the nuclear arms reduction negotiations, my task was to actually bombard Yuri Voronsov, the Russian negotiator, to sign the nuclear treaty. But I was also asked to read his mind, and I jotted down certain things that I felt from him, and I passed it over to the right sources. That is a very good question, and it's going to be very difficult to monitor our telepathic brain waves.
They want you to use, this has got to be the future for them anyway, of Facebook. This is how they survive in the future, trying to figure out how the advanced thinking, whether it be because of machines or with assistance from machines, will be able to do this. It's pretty fantastic to think about it, and I wanted to get your input. So happy 4th of July. You're sort of an extended American. You know, we're celebrating this weekend the independence of America from Britain, and so I'm always one of the things I'm thankful for is our friendship and you being here. Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
The news broadcasts all over in England, they are all the time warning, from an impending attack and so on.
Yeah.
But listen, hey, stay positive. Happy 4th of July and lots of love to everyone.
All right, take care.
Uri
Geller. Check out Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Always a lot of exciting things going on there. Okay, now, because it is the 4th of July, Roberta Fasanelli has put together a lot of bargains, 4th of July sales, not only, over the weekend, but through the month. There are some things. What did you find?
The month of July, yeah. Well, actually, there's a couple of things that you should buy in July you should be looking at. The first thing is furniture. furniture, because a lot of the furniture stores restock with the new stuff in August, so you know they want to get rid of all the stuff that they've got in there now. So you're going to see some great furniture sales on things like couches, love seats, dressers, bed frames.
30%
not mattresses.
Off here, there, and everywhere.
Off. Yeah. Also, computers, except for the Apple products. Apple products never go on sale.
Yeah.
But computers, they start doing new chips for the back-to-school products, so they want to get rid of the stuff in July so they can bring in the new stuff in August for back-to-school. The home improvement stores like Lowe's and Home Depot, places like that, you know, Father's Day is over. The holidays are still months away, so they've got a lot of stuff to get rid of, especially right after the 4th of July. Take a look at grills and outdoor patio furniture, things like that, gardening stuff. That's when you're going to find some really good deals. And believe it or not, now's the time to book a summer vacation if you haven't booked that yet.
Ending summer, yeah.
Those last 2 weeks of August are remarkable for bargains for summer vacations. Best time to visit the theme parks, too, because you'll find the crowds there really have pretty much dispersed by that time. Last 2 weeks of August, and also today only, if you ever wanted to ride on a private jet, go over to the website,
jetsuite.com,
and you can put your name in a lottery to ride a private jet for $4.
I'm doing it.
Four big ones. That's
big
it.
Big ones. All right, Roberta, thank you. Roberta is known as the Queen of Cheap here on Good Day. Happy 4th of July. No matter what you're doing, enjoy it. 51 after on Good Day.
And crown thy good with brother.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Rock and roll from the movie Risky Business, celebrating the birthday of Tom Cruise, who is 53 today. How old was he in Top Gun? Late 20s, wasn't he? How old would you have thought he
like
was?
That. He, yeah. I can't believe he's 53.
53 years old.
He looks great.
He's still a nut job.
Yeah, he's a wacky.
Just because he likes Scientology, how do you figure he's a total whack job?
Because he likes Scientology.
No,
that's all you need.
You wonder what they have on him.
Yeah,
you know what I understand. They have.
This is the
people.
Kind of of stuff. This reminds me of the same old stuff. People have these thoughts about somebody, and there are any number of people, just because of rumors and things they've heard.
Because of one gerbil, Richard Gere's career was over.
Well, no, it wasn't. Richard Gere had a great career. Go ahead. Keep mocking me and making fun of me.
Revived his career after, not revived because his career never went anywhere, but Tropic Thunder, when he did that agent, he was hysterical, and it is something that nobody had seen out of him in years. It's just that he could be that funny. Tom Cruise.
Oh, Cruise.
When he played the agent in Tropic Thunder.
I think he's a great actor, and as an action star, he's reinvented himself, and a comedic actor, like you said. I think he's great. I do think that Scientology has a lot of weird things, because I watched that documentary.
Okay, that's fine. I agree. All religions are full of baloney, as far as I'm concerned. I think people who are right-wing, don't get me started. Don't get me started. I'm pushing the button. Stop me right now.
I don't know why you're getting so upset about
Because I get tired of, I don't like Scientology. I don't like any religion. Because most of them go as far sometimes as Scientology does. But everybody takes shots at people because they're Scientologists. I, you know, take shots at people because of whatever religion they're in, if you want to do that. I just think it becomes trite. Okay, is that all right? I think references are trite.
Never expected that response from you.
I'm sure he's
relax. Yoga breathing. Fourth of July.
Breathe.
Yeah,
breathe.
Right. I will breathe. Okay, so movie news. All the movies that were going to be started early because it's the holiday weekend. So the movies that are out, the Terminator movie. What's the other? I know we're going to go see Max.
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Good-looking guys in skimpy clothes.
There it is. Richie, the movie Batman set a record, the first one, $100 million in 10 days when it was released this week in 1989. Wow. That was the first one.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah. And what happened? Well, people say, that's not a good role for him. He did a great job.
No,
people
are
saying that about Ben Affleck. He's going to be a bad Batman. How do you know? So he actually does the work, and you see it on screen. All right, more movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
Musicians, this is it. Guitar Center's 4th of July savings event. Save up to 50% off the best selection of gear on the planet. Like buy the legendary Fender American Standard Stratocaster and get a Fender DG60 acoustic guitar absolutely free. And for 4 days only, save up to 15% off qualifying products with a coupon from GuitarCenter.com, including savings on clearance gear. Plus, grab your copy of The List with hundreds of deals too low to advertise publicly. Thursday through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it. Limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com/July 4th for details and qualifying products.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm sitting here. it has nothing to do with movies. Just laughing.
Had to calm down off your soapbox.
My God, it's so funny, people's reactions to it. Because you guys, the problem, I'm the leader of the band. You all know how to push all my buttons.
I swear, I was just saying he's a weirdo. The Scientology thing is weird.
This is the anniversary of Independence Day, the movie. This date, 1996. That, whenever it plays, I still find myself wanting to watch it.
Great movie.
That scene of him dragging the alien across the desert.
I know. Yeah.
It was great.
First run for Transformers in movie theaters this date, 2007. Shia LaBeouf, whatever happened to him? He seems to have disappeared.
Trying to stay out of prison.
Why? What did he do?
Well, he's always drinking or getting in trouble somewhere.
That's not like you. How'd you stay out of prison?
Yeah, but I stay out of prison.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm better than he is.
Happy 4th of July weekend. Enjoy it at the movies.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.